It's 10 to 8, so it's time for the business news. It's Conor Brophy.
Anya, yesterday Tesco noting the impact of austerity measures on spending in Ireland. Today its compatriot Debenhams using the occasion of its half-year results to make a similar point. Like Tesco, Debenhams refrains from providing separate numbers for its Irish operations, but it does say that this remains, quote, a difficult market as evidenced by depressed consumer sentiment. Very different sentiment being expressed by the supermarket chain Aldi. It plans to open 20 new shops here over the next 3 years, each of those expected to employ 15 people. Now, small businesses are increasingly finding themselves the target of attacks aimed at stealing their intellectual property and information on their customers by exploiting weaknesses in their internet security. Technology firm Symantec estimates cyber espionage attacks on small businesses were up 42% last year. Dermot Williams is the managing director of the IT security company Threatscape, and we can speak to Dermot now. Dermot, I know Anya Lawler is always on Business Jargon Watch, but courtesy of this report, I've recently been introduced to one of the more colourful pieces of jargon I've heard in recent times. What on earth is a watering hole attack?
Well, people in IT security, Conor, seem to love to take phrases from other parts of the world and apply them to our IT security world. Normally it's the world of the military, but this time we've taken something from nature. And the idea is that attackers are getting very smart and very adaptive in finding ways to break into the target that they're trying to breach. But the large organizations have become very good at defending the front door. They'll have their firewalls and their perimeter security. They'll have antivirus. They'll be scanning their email. It's very hard to come in through the front door now. So the attackers are sitting back thinking, right, well, how do I break in there? And what they're doing is thinking like a lion out in the Serengeti somewhere, and he's been chasing zebras all day, but they're pretty smart. They're escaping him. He's going hungry, and he's thinking, God, the full frontal attack just isn't working anymore. But then he goes and hides in the long grass at the watering hole, knowing that sometime around sunset, there's going to be some poor zebra is going to wander down there for a quick drink, and then he'll pounce. And the attacker is saying, well, you know what? If I can't break into, let's say RTE was the target, if I can't break in through the front door because the defences are so good, maybe I'll find somebody in RTE who's going to come out and visit a website somewhere. And if I can figure out a bunch of different websites that people in RTE might be visiting, and if I can then go and probe them, and they may be small businesses, or it might be a local sports club, or maybe Conor Brophy's running something for charity, and maybe he's got a sponsorship website, and that's run by a small volunteer group, and they won't have big multi-million dollar security. If I can break into that website and install malicious software there, and somebody from RTE visits, and I can then inject that software back in their PC, well, then I'm in, and that's the watering hole attack. So I'm breaking.
And what are they
it.
Looking for once you've got that got through the defences? What are these criminals looking for?
Well, there's typically three different types of very sophisticated and very persistent attackers out there. There is, at the government level, there's actually states, nation states, who are sponsoring and undertaking this type of attack, and they're doing it for all sorts of reasons, such as stealing intellectual property or for political purposes. Then there's the cyber criminals who are doing it entirely for financial gain, and they're trying to steal money or steal trade secrets that they can sell. And then there's what we term the hacktivist, who's trying to do it for a political or ideological reason, and they're trying to spread a message or to target and damage somebody who they're opposed to.
Now, we often associate these kind of attacks, as you were saying, with maybe governments or bigger organisations being the ultimate prey. What's a small business owner, though, to do to protect themselves against this?
Well, typically small businesses may be making their first fledgling steps into the online world. They may have a website which has their presence in the www era. What they need to do is to make sure that it's not out of sight and out of mind and something which was set up and forgotten about. They need to be keeping the passwords and security settings for that website very safe. They need to make sure they're not fooled into handing over those passwords to somebody. And they need to make sure that the software which drives the website is being updated, because just as the software on your Windows computer and your web browser goes out of date on your desktop, software that's being used to power websites also from time to time is found to have security holes which are patched, but you need to install those updates on your website to keep it secure.
And also, as we've learned this morning, Dermot Williams, I guess you need to make sure that your zebras aren't being remiss in their internet security while they're down at the watering hole. Thank you very much for that, Dermot Williams, Managing Director of the IT security company Threatscape. Finally, for now, in currency news, the euro trading just over $1.30 this morning and 85.5 pence sterling.
You brought us destination supermarkets yesterday. Today you brought us the most psychedelic sentence I have heard in the business news yet. Well done, Conor. Thank you very much indeed.